This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
And we are back once again with House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes. And Mr. Chairman, this is my question as we continue diving into this IG report. You have been asking for these documents from the DOJ and the FBI now for a year. You had a major meeting on Friday and have come up with an agreement that they are going to deliver all of the documents that are left to be delivered to you by next Friday. If you do not get those documents this week by your deadline of Friday, what are you going to do?
Well, I would say it's more than this. It's the deadline's not Friday. The deadline is this week. So if documents do not begin to be turned over tomorrow, and a clear way and path forward for everything else is not clear here in the next couple days, there's going to be hell to pay by Wednesday morning, because, you know, we can no longer, it's not just about the committee chairman any longer. This is about rank and file members of Congress who continue to come up to me and say, what on earth are you guys doing? I have many members on the Intelligence Committee that are Republicans that are trying to get to the bottom of these issues. They're relying on me to get the documents so that they can complete the investigation that we began. So we are quickly, this is going to go from just myself and a few committee chairmen to all the members of the House of Representatives who are going to begin to take action against the Department of Justice and FBI.
Taking action meaning contempt of Congress?
Well, that's just one of the options. That's just one of many options, but I can tell you that it's not going to be pretty.
What are your options? What's not pretty? Are you going to force the resignation of Rod Rosenstein?
Well, we can't force the resignation, right? But we can hold in contempt. We can pass a sense of Congress resolutions. We can impeach. And I think we're getting close to there, right? I mean, if they don't have good reasons why they haven't provided us this information, you know, the American people's patience have run out. My patience have run out. I think the Speaker of the House and Chairman Gowdy gave them every opportunity to try to clear all of this up. And there's just no time left anymore. It just looks like they're trying to run out the clock, as I've said many times on your show.
So the bottom line is you're willing to go all the way. You're willing to move to impeachment of the leadership of DOJ and FBI.
Absolutely. Yep. I've been there for a while now.
We will leave that subject here, and obviously we want to talk with you next week, throughout the week, to see if you're getting these documents and where we stand on this. But I want to get a quick question from you on China. Given the tariffs that the president instituted on Friday, we're waiting to see. I mean, China's already said that it's going to retaliate, but I wrote an op-ed in Real Clear Politics this weekend basically saying forget about having China buying more stuff. The more important issue here is the fact that the Chinese steal our intellectual property, and innovations by Chinese firms can carry benefits far beyond their shores as long as they truly are innovating. Unfortunately, business executives from outside China have found too often that they are required to share their innovations via forced technology or the theft of intellectual property. You are investigating China for a similar situation in terms of the military moves, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a couple points on the intellectual property. So our first hearing that we had, we looked at military basing across the globe, and I think that I read your piece, Maria, and also Secretary Mattis had some great comments on what he believes the Chinese are doing globally and the military footprint that they're putting down. As it relates to intellectual property, we know that the Chinese are very sophisticated in cyber intrusion, and in fact, they are probably all over nearly every network globally every day trying to glean information out of companies' computer systems, government computer systems. They're very sophisticated and very good at what they do. Also happens to be illegal. Secondly, what they also do is they buy up companies so that they buy up companies and then they intrude that way so that they can find a way around to go in and get the information and steal it. So these are great innovative ideas that are created in the free market by either ourselves or European countries or other great governments around the world or great countries around the world that have all these people that come together to innovate, and then to have that stolen by the Chinese government and then put into action and monetized in China is a big problem. And that's what they've been doing for many years, and that's what your piece in Real Clear Politics actually pointed out.
Right.
Well, Devin Nunez with Maria Bartiromo talking about the Chinese, and I know that discussion will continue. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Past interviews, information that you can share with one another. Absolutely free. Our compliments, because we are givers. That's the way we roll here. And thank you so much for sharing a part of your day with you. This next story that I have to share with you with our next author, Brittany Rust, is, gosh, how do I put it? It is so vulnerable and raw and purposeful all at the same time. We are told in the Word of God that we should confess our sins to one another, that we could pray for one another, that we would be healed. But in that statement comes a caution that you just, you know, you got to be careful in who you share your sin with. Because sometimes you get people who gossip, some people that will take that and feel like, okay, well, now that you're less than, I'm more than, you know, that kind of situation. It also says that, you know, right shortly thereafter, that the prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So I guess with that connection, to put it in context, is that you can share, but we need to make sure that the people are righteous who are praying on your behalf, which means that they are in right standing, they have the right mindset, that of the Father in heaven. Brittany Rust joins us right now, and her message is, as I say, transparent. It's a message of sin and redemption that every Christian should read, not only Christians, but anybody involved in you know, what you might consider to be a ministry. As a mother or father, you say, look, I'm so faithful. I'm doing such a great job. You know, I should never fall. You know, God should, you know, watch out for me. But this seems to be more the case with people of faith, because the devil loves nothing better than to claim victory over a Christian household. Brittany, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Well, your book, Untouchable, Unraveling the Myth That You're Too Faithful to Fall. It's as if you have some credit in the bank of God that says, hey, because of all these things I've been doing, I'm okay. I'm not going to fall, right?
Yeah, sure. And I think that's an easy trap for Christians to find themselves in, because part of it may be we assume that because we're believers, we're untouchable, especially in some of those areas of sin that just seem so contrary to anything that we would do, right? Like having an affair or an addiction or theft. I mean, we all carry those beliefs with us.
Being involved with pornography, you know, but yet we're finding out that there is an incredible percentage of people in the pews every Sunday that are engaged in pornography.
Mm-hmm. Hidden sin, sure, because they're afraid to talk about it, right?
Exactly, right. So for you, as I mentioned to our audience, your book is very vulnerable. I just, you know, feel like it is, it's raw. And, you know, you always feel like when you're talking to somebody else, anyway, in a general context, that you're on hallowed ground. I mean, after all, this is someone else that is made in God's image. And in and of ourselves, with God's divine purpose, we are rather holy. And when we fall out of holiness and we become vulnerable and say, hey, I blew it, it becomes, it's tough because, you know, if someone who is so devoted as you have been to your faith and to others, if you could fall, then anybody could fall.
Well, and my hope is that by sharing that and what I went through, that hopefully it'll be a cautionary tale for others and just help others to be vulnerable about where are they in their walk with the Lord, what are their beliefs about sin and temptation, and to give them tools to stand against that.
A little bit of the story so people understand why you wrote the book. Give us some background on that.
Sure. So I, in my 20s, was in ministry at a very large church in the Midwest. And, you know, I was serving God, I was in ministry, I was so passionate, and I had my list of things I said I would never do, and one of those was, I will never have sex outside of marriage.
Right.
And when I was 25, in leadership at a church, I ended up having sex outside of marriage with my boyfriend, and that literally cost me everything. And coming out of that, I learned, man, we as Christians cannot have a list of untouchables, because when we do, we actually become vulnerable to them. And so for me, it took failure to realize that we're not untouchable.
Yeah, if anything, we've given the devil a target to shoot at, have we not?
Yeah, you know, because when we're not open to those possibilities, we're not guarding ourselves in those areas. And so the enemy sees an opportunity to get us somewhere where we're not prepared.
And like any sin, it's nothing that all of a sudden you're thrown in a pot of boiling water immediately. It's all it's all a process, and the temperature varies, right?
Sure, yeah.
And so here it is, you the very thing that you said you wouldn't do, which is the Apostle Paul, same thing. I mean, it's part of our humanity, right? We fight that inner man. We know the things that we should do. We say, hey, we're going to do that. The things we don't want to do, then doggone it, before you know it, we're doing it. Mm-hmm. It's almost like as if we give it place by just saying we won't do that, right?
Sure, yeah. When you say, you know, when you kind of, what you do is you end up saying, oh, I'll never do these things. You kind of just tuck them away in the back of your mind and just assume you'll never go there. And so you're not doing what it takes to guard in those areas. So you really become vulnerable to those areas, perhaps more than anywhere else, you know, because you're not guarding yourself.
So you have that moment, kind of like what King David had when he's confronted with the truth, and you have to deal with this. I mean, you have a ministry, you've got people, other women who are following you, who believe in you, and God says, hey, look, I love you too much. I can't let you continue on like this. And you're confronted. So what happens?
Sure. So that Monday morning, I went in to, it happened on a Saturday. I told my best friend on Sunday what had happened, just to, you know, dialogue about what's next. And that Monday morning, I went in to confess to my pastors and my boss, and she had actually already told them the night before because she had gotten so nervous about holding that kind of news. I did. I laid it all out, told them what had happened, and I had to go through, you know, church correction, and I had to step out of ministry and really start all over again and just rebuilding and then healing and pursuing restoration and redemption for many years.
What did you learn most through this process?
I would say that His grace goes beyond anything we can imagine, and that redemption is possible no matter who you are or what you've been through.
I got to imagine some case here, and I'd be interested to talk about it when we come back, in terms of the healing that took place, not only for you, but also for the body of Christ and for the leadership, too, because this is a tough thing to confront and deal with. And we'll hear more about that on the other side of the break. Brittany Russ is with us. Her book, Untouchable, Unraveling the Myth That You're Too Faithful to Fall. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you with us. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them, around the world, around the clock. Our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez. Your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about about you, ladies and gentlemen, and for you. Thank you so much for joining us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Brittany Rust is with us. She has a passion to give encouragement to the world-weary believer through her writing, speaking, and podcasting, a contributor to Propel Women, Crosswalk, I Believe, YouVersion, and Single Christianity Magazine. She also hosts the Epic Fails podcast. She and her husband, Ryan, have a handsome son named Roman. We want to give Roman a shout-out. And they live in Colorado. Brittany, so here it is. I mean, what you had to deal with happened pretty good. It's not like you had to sit on this for a while. I mean, the offense happened. Your fall happened on a Saturday. It had been a tough Saturday night, Sunday for you. And then Monday, you go in and talk to the pastor and say, hey, here's what's going on. But they have a little bit of a heads up. But still, you gotta deal with this. What did you expect?
You know, I was fully aware of that the process would include stepping out of ministry. I think there was a lot of fear associated with what's going to happen to me next. Mm-hmm. But I knew that whatever happened next, man, God was in control. But yeah, I had to, I experienced a lot of shame and guilt. And so it took me a while to find my way through that. But, you know, I had to step out of ministry. Actually, my boyfriend and I broke up. And then there was just this shame I had to deal with and kind of find my way through to healing. And that was a long process. But, yeah, I kind of hit rock bottom and had to walk that journey.
Yeah. I mean, this is your life. I mean, you are... Your whole life is your ministry. It's the women that you work with, and suddenly that's all being redefined.
Mm-hmm. Sure, and
including your boyfriend. I'm sorry, and I want to get that perspective because I know the audience is going to say, you know, like the woman, it's like where is the man?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sure, and my. Yeah, and he had to walk that journey as well of healing and restoration too. We just had to do it separately. Mm-hmm. But I will, you know, I will say that I think some people hear church correction and maybe have a negative picture of what that is. But me and my church really walked it well mm-hmm. with so much grace and so much love that you know I continue to go to church there and just. People walked the journey with me, and it was a beautiful picture of what the body of Christ is supposed to do when they come along, their brothers and sisters, in those moments.
And not everybody can handle that, Brittany. I mean, and mm-hmm. for you to have a church, so it had to be built in the culture. Leadership had to example this, and not knowing for sure, I mean, if this was the first time or if there have been other instances, but I think it's quite commendable, as you say, to be able to say this is the true picture of healing that can take place in the body of Christ and understanding that we all fail, we all fall mm-hmm. short of the glory of God, don't we?
Mm-hmm. In fact, I kind of break that down in the book a little bit because I want people to understand that it doesn't have to be the end of the world, but really those moments of restoration within the body of Christ can be a beautiful picture of just love and community and grace.
Mm-hmm. So Ryan, your boyfriend at the time, so he was a Christian. He was in ministry and involved in the church at the same time as well?
He was not in ministry. He was in the business sector, but he was a Christian. And we both had to walk that. We decided to walk it separately just because of what had happened. But if, you know, you'll read in the book that God ended up bringing us back together at some point and we're now married and he is in ministry and it's just a beautiful picture of God's restoration or redemption in our lives.
Yeah, I mean, both of you as a couple to be able to realize the redemption and restoration, this is what, you know, non-Christians do not understand. Their perception of God is one as if he's some sort of cosmic killjoy with a hammer just getting ready to, you know, bop you on the head and shatter your DNA because you were an idiot, you know, or whatever that you perceive to be. But you realize firsthand and practically that God says, hey, look, the deal ain't over. You and I are still on, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think... It, you know, there was a little bit of me that at first because of the shame. Said, why would God ever want to give me another chance, or why would he ever love me after this? And really, that was the enemy just trying to keep me locked in. The shame and the guilt. But what I realized was, man, I'm a child of God, and his mercy is new every day.
Yes.
And just walking in that redemption and just receiving that gift, that was exactly what the enemy didn't want. And now able to walk in freedom, able to glorify God and tell others about his redeeming love.
Yeah, you think of, the Apostle Peter denies Christ and thinks it's all over. You know, he's done. Mm-hmm. He wants to go back to the nets, go back to fishing. You know, this has been a failure, and maybe he didn't see it right and all this. But he's confronted with Jesus, and Jesus three times asks him, hey, do you love me? And there was something significant in the three times. I mean, he asked him if he loved me three times to the point of irritation. And, of course, Peter, we know, could be easily irritated, right? It's like, why are you bugging me with the same question? But I believe with each question, there was a wall that needed to be knocked down to get Peter to realize that, hey, look, at his past didn't necessarily define his future, did it?
No, it didn't. And I think Peter's story reflects the danger of the untouchable myth perhaps more than any other story in the Bible, right? Because he said, Lord, I'll never deny you. And three times he did. But yes, Jesus meets him after the resurrection and says, three times, do you love me? And it was this beautiful picture of restoration in Peter's life that he was unable to go forward and be used by God in ways, you know, he couldn't have ever imagined.
Mm-hmm. So the bottom line of this in the book, Untouchable, that you share with us, unraveling the myth that you're too faithful to fall, to fail, or fall for that matter, what is it that you're telling Christians, bottom line here?
You know, one, I want it to be a cautionary tale, just of what the untouchable myth, how dangerous that can be. But I'm also passionate about giving people tools on how to stand against temptation. And I talk about three things that you can do to stand against temptation. And then, you know, I talk about redemption and restoration because I want people struggling with shame and bondage to realize that there's nothing that they've done that God can't forgive and doesn't want to forgive them for.
I got to tell you, Brittany, that's one thing. When you talk about bondage and freedom, what God has just been revealing to me in volumes, he's been downloading this repeatedly over the recent years, the significance of freedom, that what it's all about, that bondage makes us less than, and God has given us everything. In the sacrifice of his only son to be more than. I mean, you talk about the ultimate gift. And he remains in the fight. He remains faithful. That, barring, you know, the unforgivable sin of grieving the Holy Spirit, God says the deal is still on. And he says, come home. Mm-hmm. He says, come home.
Yep.
And he is there, you know, looking out over the horizon, looking for the prodigals from the north, south, east, and west, saying, come home, right?
Mm-hmm. He is. And just if you're listening, know that God loves you, and there's nothing that he can't restore in your life.
Brittany, the book is available at all the usual places, correct? It'll be linked on our website. How can they be in touch with you?
So you can visit at www.brittanyrest.com. I have tons of resources every week just to encourage people. And I also have a podcast that you can find on iTunes called Epic Fails.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line, it's a myth, okay? What she's talking about, being untouchable, if you're in ministry, believing that myth that you're too faithful to fall. This is Bill Martinez. Brittany, thank you so much.
Here's
for being
important
with
new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS or a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and a little bit of background on the situation with our next guest, Kathy Cook, Dr. Kathy Cook, and her new book, Screens and Teens. It's reaching epidemic proportions. You can see it everywhere you go. Today's kids are disconnecting from their parents and dissolving into their cell phones, headphones, and computer screens. I know you've seen it. Maybe this is happening in your own family. Technology is made some aspects of parenting hard, as if it's not enough. While it affects the minds, hearts, and souls of teens in ways we desperately need to understand. Child education expert, author, and popular speaker, Dr. Kathy Cook is with us. And as I mentioned, her new book, Screens and Teens, Connecting with Our Kids in a Wireless World. Dr. Cook, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about this topic. I know that you're involved in Kirk Cameron's upcoming DVD series on Connect, and this is an issue that he went head-to-head with, and very timely, and much of what he draws from is your advice and counsel.
It was a wonderful opportunity, and I was just so privileged to meet with Kirk and his people, and you know, honored that the insights in my book lined up with how Kirk and his wife Chelsea were thinking about technology and their family. And it was just a wonderful opportunity. I really hope people are going to purchase Connect and you know, sit down with your preteens and teens, and we're going to bring up the things that you want to bring up so that you can have healthy conversations.
Well, as we said in the intro here, parents, families are seeing this becoming more and more a problem. We talked about it with Focus on the Family here recently as well. One of our guests had just came back from a vacation, lovely site in Hawaii. It's beautiful, the landscape. And she couldn't help but observe a family of four sitting there at the table, just looking into their devices and getting lost in the devices and missing out on the here and now and living in the present. Kind of a sad commentary, but this is kind of a condition that we see rampant around our country today.
It is. And, you know, one of the things that I enjoy saying to people to get them to think about it is that it's not young people's fault that they're doing this. They don't know any different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those of us who are older, who used to know what it was like to sit down and have a conversation with people, like, we don't really have any excuse, right?
Right.
We know the beauty of real people's conversations. But younger people who have never known life without technology really think it is the best way to go, and they are going to pay the price. And I think one day it's going to hurt them. But right now I enjoy saying to young people, look, it's not your fault. Now, it's not a reason to continue being an idiot about it. You know,
exactly.
Prioritize the people in front of you. That's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to have compassion and understand that they're addicted. They think it's appropriate because it's always been a part of their lives.
Yeah, as you say, they learned early. I mean, a lot of parents, used screens as a babysitter. Did they not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, exactly. They, I don't know if you've heard this joke, Bill, but if Charles Schulz was creating the Peanuts cartoon right now,
mm-hmm.
Linus would not be carrying around a blanket. He would be carrying around a cell phone.
Or an iPad or something, right?
Or an iPad, yeah.
Exactly. Some electronic, you're exactly right. Sadly, this is it. And so first of all, this is what the older generation has done to young kids. We have contributed to their delinquency and to their addiction. Understanding that, Dr. Kathy, what is the first step?
Oh, I love what you just said. Yeah, let's admit it, and let's apologize if that's appropriate. You know, it's like Kirk in the movie. It's a really strong pro-parenting movie
mm-hmm.
because he says, look, you know, we're the first generation trying to figure this out. No shame, no blame, but let's get it right. And let's say to our kids, well, the phrase that I appreciate is the phrase, I love you too much to allow this to continue.
Yes, I like that.
I want you back. I want parents and grandparents to be compelled by the love they have, not by fear or anger or shame or blame, but by love, and say, look, you know, I miss you. I want to have real conversations. I want to go bowling. I want to shoot a basketball with you. I want to play a board game. Could we put the devices in the other room for a while, and let's figure out how to have a real communication, a real conversation. And we can do that with our friends as well and be the ones that step up to the plate and make it easier for other people to make the changes.
Yeah, and I know Kurt and Chelsea and their heart, you know, toward their children and this generation that we're developing, this next generation coming forth, is one to where we want to speak life and control, you know, that that conversation more so, because when we're disconnected from our children, who is telling them, who's mentoring them, who is advising them on issues that they need that is going to form their decisions on down the road? Is it this wireless technology, or is it the parents who know that child best and, and that God has given that child to? And I believe when God has blessed them with that child, though some people comically say, oh, well, you know, I got the, you know, brought the baby home from the hospital and I looked for, you know, the instructions to this child, but it didn't come with instructions. We can laugh about it, but I believe that, God didn't leave us without instructions.
Amen. The Bible is full of practical insight about how to mentor, teach, love, and cheer for our children. And not only are we the ones who ought to love them the best and the most diligently and fiercely, we're also the ones who have the values that we want to pass on.
Mm-hmm.
And the way those values are passed on is when iron sharpens iron, and you're
exactly.
sitting with and walking with and discipling and spending time with the children that you say you love. So let's be the ones that are brave, and let's make the hard decisions. You know, kids tell me all the time that Siri on the phone is just so easy.
Mm-hmm.
you know, technology is so convenient, they can go to Google.com and YouTube University, so to speak, and listen to a TED Talk and think that they're figuring out life rather than leaving the bedroom, walking down the hall, finding their dad. You know, that's what I had to do.
Right.
And I loved that my parents were available to me, and I'm grateful today that they had answers to the questions that were burning within my soul or helped me find the answers when they didn't know either.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for today's kids, a lot of kids tell me, Bill, that they're afraid to start the hard conversation with their parents for fear that they're going to get distracted halfway through and they're going to have to start over.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to start over when the conversation's hard, when the questions
exactly.
are heavy.
Right.
And they say, I never know when to talk to my mom because, frankly, Dr. Kathy, she's always on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I don't say that to place blame or make anyone feel bad. The phone is a terribly convenient, wonderful thing. But, mm-hmm. you know, we can be searching Pinterest recipes or doing our banking or go to ESPN.com or whatever in the evening when our kids are in bed and when they're available mm-hmm. to us. Let's be available to them.
Well, Dr. Kathy, I got to tell you, I have personally have had to be sensitive to this and to make some adjustments in my life. And it first starts out with, you know, answering the question, what's most important? And it's not about the radio show. It's not about the things that I'm involved in. And there's a lot of time in this radio show. I mean, I do 3 hours every day, which translates into 9 hours of commitment, you know, including preparation time. And so in between time, the kids have told me, Dad, we're just not sure how we should approach you. And I have had to realize, first of all, as you say, admit it and quit it. You admit, hey, look, you know, you're right. I have I've gone overboard on this thing. It may not be wireless technology, but it's my job. And, you know, and I need to put it in proper perspective that you are the most important thing in my life. I mean, the reason I'm doing the job and enjoying it is because of my family. And this is all part of the passion. So it's putting things in proper perspective, is it not?
Yes, very, very good point. And a lot of kids today don't know what that proper perspective should be because we're not there modeling it for them. And there are so many mixed messages that they're getting
right.
through social media and different websites that they're going to. You know, when you and I were young, there was much more of a uniform understanding in our country of right and wrong and good and bad and for you, against you. And so it was a little bit easier, even if your parents were a bit distant, it was a bit easier for kids to pick up on what the social norms were. Very confusing today. And if we care about our kids, you know, let's invest and absolutely let's get off the tech when we can and let's use it for positive ways.
Yeah.
You know, let's research together where to hang, you know, for a summer vacation. Let's research, you know, what museums are within a 2-hour drive that we don't even know exist. Let's
right.
use the internet in good ways and teach our kids how to do that as well.
Yeah, great ideas. Dr. Kathy Cook is with us. Screens and Teens is her new book. We've got more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
That's 800-915-9164.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Dr. Kathy Cook, her book, Screens and Teens, Connecting with Our Kids in a Wireless World. Dr. Kathy, as we were talking before the break, is that, in echoing what Kirk Cameron had to say, is that, there's no guilt and shame here. Let's just try and, you know, assess the situation. I mean, we're working this out. We've got this new technology. We've got these kids, and with it comes responsibility. And we trust that God is giving us everything that we need in order to be successful here. But we need to properly assess the situation. First of all, the technology is positive. I mean, there are some good things about this information world in which we live in today, to have everything so easily accessible. What it does to a degree is that it can take away some excuses, because we should be a lot smarter for all the information that's available, right?
Right. Good point.
Yeah. So now what are we going to do with the information, but not abandon what our core responsibility is as a parent and even as a child?
Mm-hmm. Right. Good point. Yeah, let's read, let's explore, let's play together, let's spend time together. You know, one of the things that I'm a huge advocate for, playing together, because when we play together, whether that's a board game or, you know, shooting hoops in the driveway or, you know, going for a walk in the park, just spending time together, we get to know each other in those times, and feelings and thoughts connect, and we tend to go deeper. So one of the recommendations I've been making that people seem to appreciate is that we would leave board games out on the coffee table. You know, rather than putting all the toys away, and I'm not a fan of clutter. I'm certainly, you know, supportive of you having a neat and orderly home. Mm-hmm. But a lot of parents have a game closet, and that's great. What if we kept a game or two out on a dining room table, coffee table? What if we always had a jigsaw puzzle up on a table? What if we had Sudoku books and coloring books and crayons and colored pencils and crossword puzzle books and, you know, a frisbee and a soccer ball at the back door? Mm-hmm. So when we get in from church, we get in from running errands, we see what's out there, and we go, hey, let's play Scrabble, or hey, would you like to shoot some hoops? Because I think kids being addicted to the technology forget about all the other things in their home that they can be playing with and having fun with.
Right, exactly. And then when you have that time with your child as a parent, oh my goodness, I mean, sometimes, you know, Dr. Kathy, I got to tell you, when I have those moments with my kids, it's like, God, you know, I could die this moment, and mm-hmm. I'd be satisfied, because it is such a special moment, and God says, you know what, they're there for you every day. Why not take advantage?
Amen. Right? I love that.
Right. So in your book, you address unmasking lies teenagers tend to believe, like, I must have choices and I am my own authority. Unfold that for us, if you would.
Yeah, thanks. There's five lies that I address that I think technology causes, especially young people, to believe because their brains are being developed while they're using technology. First one that I address is that I'm the center of my own universe. And then, you know, the like factor, the fact that they can buy a song and listen to it forever, when you and I had to buy a whole album, maybe they didn't want all the other songs.
Nice.
You know, so how do we make sure that they know that God is the center and that all people have worth and no one's any more important than anyone else? Do we talk about that? Do we model that, quite frankly? Second lie, I deserve to be happy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's why we multitask. That's why we X out of games we might lose. We think that everything is new and now and about us. And the reboot button, it's amazing.
Right.
Like, I really like it. Mm-hmm. But I know that my heart and my mind, my soul, they don't come with reboot buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Today
yes.
really does happen. And it creates tomorrow or causes or impacts tomorrow. So let's make sure our kids know that, you know, happiness is a privilege, if you will. Happiness is not a guarantee. It's circumstantial. Now, joy for mm-hmm. believers is
right.
a guarantee.
Exactly.
And again, Bill, do we model that and do we talk about that? And do they experience that when they're with us, the mm-hmm. joy that Jesus provides?
Yeah.
Those are the first two choices. They think choices, they're right because of the drop-down menu effect. Their brains are wired to expect choice. That's why when you say, we're having spaghetti, they complain. And mm-hmm. when you say, you know, bedtime's at 8, they argue. A lot of parents today telling me their kids are pushing back way more than they thought their kids ever would.
Right.
And it's partly because they think they deserve to be happy and they think they deserve choice.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to what you were saying earlier. What are we modeling? You know, you're not the boss of me. I mean, is there submission? Is there righteous mm-hmm. submission that's taking place in the household to examine this? You know, the kids have been so coddled. I'm increasingly concerned about how they've been coddled. That how are they going to, you know, how are they going to handle work when, you know, the first time they go to work and realize, wait a minute, everybody didn't get a trophy here? Everybody didn't get a raise? Oh, you mean there's actually, you know, people are there and they actually discern the level of productivity you do?
Mm-hmm.
It's competitive here. There's winners and losers. You know, I wasn't raised this way. You know, and we're going to have this generation all coddled up in the corner in the fetal position, sucking their thumbs, doing nothing, and, you know, losing productivity.
Oh, my goodness. Preach it. No, this is why everyone in our country should be concerned about this and stand up against what's going on and model appropriately and teach and get your kids back, because it is going to affect our whole country.
Mm.
It's going to affect marriages. They're going to abandon, you know, the first time they argue, they're going to be like, what? It's your job to keep me happy. You're not making me happy right now.
Exactly.
The dropout rate in our country, 2,850 kids every day drop out of school,
yeah.
and 600 of them are ninth graders.
That's
amazing.
They're
coming up at a younger and younger age because, mm-hmm. you know, it's not about them and they don't make me happy there. And, oh, my goodness. No, get over yourself. And especially if you're a believer. Now, Bill, you know, we can't hold unsaved people to our standards.
Mm-hmm.
We can certainly present the gospel, welcome them into the family. But if I'm raising Christian kids or I'm mentoring Christian kids in a community center,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, do you have the fruit of the Spirit? And do you have the Holy Spirit guiding you? And do you claim the wisdom of God? And do you say that you want to become like Christ? Well, he calls us to be patient and good and generous and kind and other-centered.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's hard. I get
right.
that it's hard. Because the technology is in the air we breathe, if you will.
Right.
But it doesn't make it right.
Well, and the thing that's so cool, Dr. Kathy, about the fruits of the Spirit is that's on top of the natural giftings that God has given you. That
right.
he gives without repentance. It's there. And this is why some people who are not Christians can still be somewhat more Christ-like than that have been raised under Christ, which some people go, that's rather frustrating. Well, because they have a gift from God. We've all been given, you know, gifts from God. But when you have the power of the Holy Spirit and all those benefits that come with the giftings of the Holy Spirit, that's what, you know, puts, you know, as somebody once said, the super on your natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and I like that. And that's what we want for all our kids. And I, like you, believe people, especially who are followers of Jesus Christ, they should be exceptional. They should be notably exceptional because they work as unto Christ, and they have the power of the Holy Spirit behind them. And, you know, what I hear from time to time in some businesses, although some businesses are very careful because of the political correctness environment, but some businesses are happy to have people of faith on their under their employment, because they are representatives of the gospel, and they do the right thing, you know, toward those that they work for and with, and so they're positive agents in their and, you know, that's the way it should be. But getting back to what we were talking earlier, and I think this is a core issue here, Dr. Kathy, one of the core issues has to do about submission, and probably one of the best books I've read on that is from Watchman Nee in Spiritual Authority, and understanding about submission and what it's all about. And are we mirroring that? Are we mentoring that with our children? Or do we have the attitude that you're not the boss of me? And this does a lot to counter, to be counterproductive for the very thing that we want to accomplish here.
Absolutely. And I think when I address the topic with parents and they understand that kids are believing that they're their own authority, partly because parents have abandoned the kids and said, do whatever you want. You know, they stopped being brave and pushing back. And then the convenience of technology. And let's be real here. There's authority failures in our country that we become very aware of because of social media, and there's news 24/7, 365.
Right.
When I was a kid, there was news on once a day for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. There were three stations that offered it, but, you know, there weren't a lot of biases that were obvious. Mm-hmm. And if there were school education and church and government officials that were failing us, we didn't really know about it. So we grew up believing that authority was to be trusted, and, yes, they deserve that place of, you know, telling us what to do, if you will. And it's confusing for kids today. Their parents have left. You know, there's divorce. There's, you know, it's just a mess. And so those of us who are not messy, you know, we need to stand up and make sure that they see us as not being messy.
Right.
And people who have failed their kids, you know, we can win them back. We can say, man, I'm so sorry.
Right.
Would you please forgive me? You have a right to your disappointment. I haven't sacrificed. I've been selfish, and I'm so sorry. And it's wrong, and I'm paying the price now of my mistakes by having you argue with me, but I love you too much to hurt your heart, and I don't want to argue anymore.
Yeah.
And so let's own it. And let's submit to Christ, to spouses, to parents. I often say to parents, you know, both of my parents are already with Jesus, and I'm single. I'm telling parents what to do with their kids, by the way, which is really fun.
Isn't that interesting?
I have my brother, and I have my pastor, I have my board of directors, and I say to people on a regular basis, I regret my parents are no longer alive for so many reasons, and one of them is that I can't ask my dad questions anymore.
Yeah.
I say to married adult parents, do you still seek out your parents' input if they are worthy of that? And do your children know that you're still a child, right? Even though
exactly.
You're 56 years old.
Uh-huh.
We're doing a terrible job of that. And then we get angry at our kids, and that doesn't solve any problems.
No, not at all. Well, Dr. Kathy, ultimately, your book, Screens and Teens, is about establishing better connection points between parents and their kids in spite of the challenges that are brought on by the influence of technology. As we wrap things up, I'm going to give you the final word and final encouragement for our parents.
Well, thanks. It's not too late. And that's one of the things that Kirk Cameron makes very strong in his movie Connect, is that it's never too late to earn back the privilege of close relationships. We can do this thing. We can make changes first. I love the pronoun we. We can make changes versus you need to make some changes here. So I think I'd leave it with that. You know, let's own what's ours to own, and let's challenge others to step up to the plate and do a better job of this thing called life. So thanks for having me on the show, Bill. Really appreciate it.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers.